Right, let's pick up on some particular highlights from your career playing for Gloucester. And one that comes to mind immediately is 1972 and the National Cup, I think it was called, the RFU National Cup.
Yeah, particularly the quarter-final and the semi-final.
Yeah, that's...
marvellous.
Yeah, the final was a damp squeal, I think. It's a game, really, that you just really want to forget about. But, the games, I think the Bristol game, we played very well. And also the London Welsh game. And, again, I think they had five Lions, Gerald Davis... two second rows, maybe a back row. I think they had four or five lines. I mean, that was some day then. And then to play at Twickenham. And then to be picked for that tour because of that cup run.
Yeah.
Because I think there was a few people who said they didn't want to go to South Africa or they couldn't go or they were injured, so... I was thrust to the fore, and like they say, the rest is history.
It was a terrific season, wasn't it, for you, really?
I mean, oh yeah,
the progress you made during that time.
Yeah.
I was reading about your county debut. Right? This, I think it was your county debut against Glamorgan at Penny Craig at the beginning of that season, where Gloucestershire got thrashed 52-12, and the citizen said very kindly, Watkins deserves another chance.
With that game, that was when I first met Tommy David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was a big lump. Yes. And also, another in that game, Bob Clue swallowed his tongue. And I'm assuming it might have been one of our first aiders, or whatever you call them, physios, actually came in and got his tongue, but he swallowed his tongue that day. Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, such a short time later, you were actually playing on a winning side in South Africa.
Well, I said the first season 9 games, second season 26, and then 45.
And
I think
season,
I played
45 games. Yeah.
I think I don't know if Mike Nichols played any more than me, but we virtually played in every game.
Yeah.
Well, there's a 1978 John Player Cup final as well. Tell us about that.
Again, I thought we played well in the final. I mean, it wasn't nothing like the Moseley game. We deserved to win that game. But the game that sticks in my mind is the Gosport game.
Because they were the holders, I think, weren't they?
I think they were.
Yeah.
But the season before, we'd gone up and we'd lost by 3-0, and we felt, there was a kick as well that one touch judge gave and the other one didn't. It could have gone either way, so we were a bit disappointed. So then when we drew them at Kingsholm, we played really well. In fact, the score, I think, ended up 22-16 or something. Mm-hmm. But they scored two tries right at the death, and we played so well, really well. And that was our final. It was similar to 72 when the London Welsh game was our final. Yeah. I think the Gosforth one was ours. And funny, just another story, during that game, during that season, we went to Wasp and we beat them. And you listen to people when they have like banquets after the game and they have a sit-down meal and all this. And I can always remember me and Mickey Burton went and had the curry, and we went and used the skip as our table. And we were there eating our curry, talking after the Wasp game. And you think, well, the game's come a long way since then.
Who are the best standoffs you've played against?
Well, I think Phil Bennett would be one of them, although I only played, I think, a couple of times. I don't think I ever got hold of him.
What did he do to you?
I think he just beat me. It's funny, I don't remember people like some people, they so-and-so. I don't, you look at things like that,
Were there any you particularly relished playing against?
I always liked playing against Bath. I don't know, they used to just get under my skin a bit. I don't know if it was because in later years, I've done got some teams together for some charity work, and I've caught on, you know, a few of the Bath players, John Palmer, Mike Beese, Westy Hall, and they've always turned up. So I mean, I think it was maybe just a little bit of respect for them, really, more than hatred. You know, you respect them, but you really want to hurt them. There was the odd one, the oddly cocky one that you really did want to hurt. But nobody sticks out, really. You know, I was just it was just a name in front of me. Just get on with the game, and you know, maybe look after back after him. Well, he wasn't a bad player, yeah, but there's nobody really that sticks in my mind. No.
Let's move sort of up from Gloucester to Gloucestershire, because you had a long career with the county. Highlights from that?
Well, I think the finals, I think I played in three finals.
Three successive seasons,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Also another one, disappointment really, in Vale of Loom. I maybe let myself down, maybe let... I was very fiery and didn't talk a lot to the referees. That's one of the reasons I started refereeing, really. Put a little bit back in the game, but we lost up there, and I do. It's funny, the amount of people, the games you play, I played hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games, and yet some of these people, the only thing they remember is, do you remember that day at Newport? And you were trying to go round the post and put it under the post because we couldn't kick for sausage, and I got held up. And then another person, oh, do you remember that Vale of Loon when you give that penalty away? And you think, well, yeah, okay, I made mistakes, but I also did a lot of good things. Where the hell can you talk about that?
You can now. Yeah. Tell us about the job.
What it was, I'd say that we were struggling with kickers. I don't know if Pete was playing or he was injured, but we just could not kick. And we had this short penalty, went round the front, I was over the line, just put it down. I thought, now I'll try and get round behind the post. And I thought I still got the ball down, mind, but the referee disagreed, and in fact we lost the game. The Vale of Loon game, there was a penalty given, and for some reason, I don't know, well, I kicked the ball into touch, or something happened, I kicked the ball into touch, the referee gave a penalty. I remember the scrum picked up the ball within the 5 metres and went over, and I said to him, he's not, you know, he should be 5 metres out. But I'd give the penalty away anyway. I can't really remember exactly. I try to forget about it. People keep coming up and reminding me. Oh, two out of a lot in bad.
I think one of what should have been one of Gloucestershire's greatest days was when the entire county team were picked against the All Blacks at Kingsall,
Western Counties.
And then it all went a bit pear-shaped,
that
didn't
it? That was 33-3, wasn't it?
Something like that.
That was a Murdoch, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that one?
I remember Kingsall, yeah. But
yeah.
Not about the game. No. I mean, they were a good side, very good side.
Yeah. Do you think the selection was right to pick the whole county team rather than?
I think it was a bit harsh on the other clubs, but they obviously thought they had a better chance. In hindsight, I don't think they did, but that's the way they picked it. And I mean, we went out there and tried our best, but I mean, they were superior to us.
I think it's the only time it actually happened.
Yeah,
the Gloucestershire team was a Gloucestershire team.
Yeah,
representing the counties against the Twins.
It should have been. Should have been other people, I think.
Mm.
That's the way it was picked.